It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
It's the Friday Short for September 6th of 2024, and file this under the AOC is right again category. This week, New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez took Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein to the woodshed, exposing Stein as the grotesque opportunist she's always been. On TikTok, AOC slammed Stein for showing up every 4 years to run for president, but never lifting one finger to help grow the Green Party on the local and state levels. She told Stein that if you simply just pop out of nowhere to run for president every 4 years while your supposed movement and party wallows in irrelevancy, then Stein isn't part of some movement that she really claims to be. Now, AOC is not the first person to express frustration and outrage at Jill Stein and the Green Party, but it's been a glaring problem and weakness for the Green Party for decades now. They send up a candidate to stir up a few people, hoping to garner just a sliver of Democratic voters on their side, allowing people like Dear Leader Trump to grab the levers of power of this country, and as we know, who will do whatever it is necessary to never, ever let go. People like Jill Stein don't go around the country building the Green Party on the local level or on the state level. No. You see, that takes actual work. That means you're an actual movement. That's where true, immediate change happens. But Jill Stein has no intentions of building a true political movement. She only intends on building her brand, and obviously enough, hurting those that she claims to be defending. And at the same time, she sits there yucking it up with Vladimir Putin. And hey, let's face it, that's something that makes MAGA Republicans and all those dude bro MAGA influencers very, very happy. But that's not what America wants. Yep, there's Jill Stein doing absolutely nothing to help both her party or the people she says that she's fighting for every day. Now look, AOC has angered many Democratic voters since she defeated a longtime incumbent Massachusetts congressman back in 2018, which I still consider one of the greatest upsets and one of the best things to happen to the Democratic Party in a very long time. Since then, she's backed some non-party establishment figures, and hey, let's face it, she's suffered some losses as candidates that she's backed have lost in primaries, including this year. She lost squad members Jamal Bowman and Cori Bush this year in primaries, thanks in part to massive spending by outside lobbying groups like AIPAC. But truth be told, Bowman and Bush didn't really help themselves out either, as they either made some bad political missteps or just failed on the communication level part. And truthfully, they just didn't have the political acumen that AOC possesses. Not many do. She's the new progressive face and fighter of the Democratic Party, but AOC has also learned that to build a true progressive movement, you can't really do it alone. She's learning to work within the system to hopefully change it someday so that it can continue to do more good for people. So she's willing to compromise on some issues that she probably never dreamed of doing while still standing up for her progressive principles and still angering some in her party when she does so. But as we saw at the Democratic convention last month, AOC received massive applause from the base after her speech, and trust me, that scared the hell out of two groups. One, MAGA Republicans, and two, to paraphrase AOC, political predators such as Jill Stein. It's about building a political movement that's progressive, bold, and hey, has to be pragmatic at times. And it's a movement that can't survive on just rolling out a failed presidential run every 4 years. Progressive movements, as I keep repeating here, begin on the local and state levels. For far too long, it seemed like only the white Christian nationalist MAGA movement understood that fact. Democrats were always good at showing up for presidential elections, but always fell short on the local and state levels. But that's been changing, just as we've been seeing here in Michigan. It starts from the ground up. If you get changed on the local and state levels, you're going to start to see the National Democratic Party platform change as well, just as we saw on the Republican side. So AOC is once again right. Clowns like Jill Stein offer no solutions and have no long-term plans to make a real difference. Jill Stein is only out there for herself. AOC reminds us of the many out there who are truly putting their names and their nervous systems on the line, not for themselves, but for all the people. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and on Facebook. Also, subscribe to the podcast and give it a good 5-star review. And don't forget to subscribe to us on the YouTube as well. Take the battle to them.